we're here live from Clearwater, Florida, on Toxic Free Talk Radio, and this is a marathon that I'm having until midnight tonight Eastern Time. We got through 4 hours, and on the fifth hour, we had technical difficulties, but we're back, and I'm here with my guest, Dr. Steve Lund, DCLMT. And in this hour, we're going to talk about detoxing our bodies and rejuvenating our bodies. And it's all going to be about getting rid of the toxic chemicals in our bodies. And we have some background noise going on. And I apologize for that if you can hear it. But I am sure that you'll be able to hear us over that. It looks like everything is going as it should. So we're just going to continue here. And I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's 877-497-1811. That's toll-free, 877-497-1811. And before I start talking with Dr. Lund, I want to tell you that the reason that we're doing this marathon is because I have a new book out today. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and the book is Toxic Free. And it's all about being free from the toxic effects of the toxic chemicals that we're exposed to on a day-to-day basis. It's about identifying toxic-free products that we can use to reduce our exposures and about ridding our bodies of the toxic chemicals that are making us sick. So let's just jump right in with Dr. Lund.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate you having me on the show so we can talk about things that people can do to improve their detoxification, cleansing systems of their body, and how they can live a happier life, healthier life.
Great. Tell us, how did you become interested in toxics in the first place? Why is this important to you?
Well, originally I really started back in high school. I made a film along with a couple of other classmates about the pollution in the area of around Lake Superior in northern Wisconsin and in Minnesota. And we made a film that was really detailed a lot of the pollution that was occurring around the lake, at least at the western tip of Lake Superior. And, you know, we were chased off for property and, you know, people didn't want us exposing, you know, early on 60 Minutes type thing, you know.
Yeah.
And we were exposing some of the problems that were there. And we actually received an award from the Environmental Protection Agency, which was a new agency at that point. And so as high school students, it was shown on local television. I don't know how far it went, but, you know, of course, back then there was no cable or anything like that. It was
just
a network.
Well, maybe one day it'll turn up on the Internet.
Well, it's possible. It has been converted to VHS. And one of my friends is still forwarding, you know, the whole march of that back in Duluth, Minnesota. So.
Well, what happened next?
Well, I've always, I say always, but for, you know, since I was probably 13 or 14, I had a strong interest in human nutrition. I don't
mm-hmm.
know why
mm-hmm.
that was, but, you know, I just was. And started studying a lot about what was available at the time, which was very much in its infancy, in its nascency, about nutrition, and of course tying that into, you know, the toxic chemicals that were in our environment. Back then there wasn't very much known about it.
That's,
you know,
right.
We went through the DDT thing was probably the first one that I remember anyway, as a, you know, it weakened and was killing eagles through, you know, thinning their eggs, and,
yeah.
And that became a very big environmental issue. And of course throughout the 70s more and more was being known about our environmental impact. And very little was really known about how bodies process that. And I became more aware of that. In my undergraduate studies, to some degree, it was talked about in biology and botany. And I studied, you know, funguses, you know, as a college student, mycology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we looked at the toxicities that were in our environment that were more just we were learning about it, but also we were learning about the, you know, like toxic plants, mushrooms and things, which are still toxic to
yeah,
us, right?
Yeah.
And our body doesn't process those and we don't do well with those. But then when I got into chiropractic college in 1975, I started learning more and more about, of course, not only the body's ability to handle things and learning systems, anatomy and physiology from a more healthcare perspective, but also, you know, the nutritional side of things. and what we could do about it. And it was very, very young at that point, for sure. You know.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
We've learned a lot about it since.
There was no field of toxicology to speak of. The first toxicology organization that certified toxicologists didn't occur until 1979.
Okay, so you know, that's when I started practice in Wisconsin, was in 1979. So,
yeah.
You know, it was very evident that there were a lot of things evolving at that point, and there wasn't a lot of information available, and what was available was a lot of kind of conjecture, you know, that if this, then that, and this is what we're looking at. But we still knew basic science. We knew physiology. And one of the premises that, as you know, that I still work off of and feel very strongly about, just because it not only is good science, but I think it's I've seen it over and over again in a clinical setting, is in that it works, is that you have to strengthen the different systems of, you know, for the individual, so that they're more able to handle environmental impacts.
Well, this is exactly the thing. I think that what's happening now is, at this point in time, is there's a convergence of information that we haven't really had before. And it has to do with knowing about the toxicity of chemicals in a way that we didn't know before, and also with organizations like the Centers for Disease Control actually measuring the amount of toxic chemicals that are in the bodies of Americans,
right,
and monitoring that and considering it to be a cause of illness, and also having more nutritional products available and more detox kinds of products available, that we are in a position now where we can put all that together and say, okay, we live in a toxic world, and what do we need to do so to protect our health from that? And that's why I'm interviewing Dr. Lin today. He's been my primary healthcare person for about a year, and we have made more progress in that year than any other time in my life in terms of improving my overall body condition. And a lot of that has to do with detoxification and removing the toxic chemicals specifically from my body, and the difference has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So out of that, and with Dr. Lund also helped me a lot with my book, Toxic Free, and especially in the body chapter about how we detox and how understanding what happens to toxic chemicals when they go into our bodies. And I had to learn all that process of what happens in the liver and the kidneys, and all of that is in a very simplified way in my new book, Toxic Free. But it's amazing to understand that our bodies want to get rid of things that don't belong there. But what's happening with the toxic chemicals is there's far too many of them, and they're far too toxic. And ironically, when two of the first organs that get damaged by toxic chemicals are the liver and the kidneys, and those are the organs that we need to detox. And they probably are the first ones that get exhausted and hurt and damaged because they're handling so many toxic chemicals. That's where the toxic chemicals go. So what did you see in your practice about toxic chemicals, and what kind of conclusions did you make?
Well, as an example, I think, you know, examples help us understand things specifically. And I remember when aspartame came out as a sweetener.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I was treating this lady, and I saw a lot of people that had headaches, a lot of different things, but, you know, a frequent one was headaches. And this person, we just weren't making the kind of progress we anticipated, you know, I would expect to have made. And so we just started, you know, asking her more questions about what she was experiencing and when they would come on, and really just doing some investigation of that. And we found out that prior to her starting her getting her headaches, she was starting to drink soda that was, you know, the low calorie soda. Well,
mm-hmm.
it had, you know, aspartame as the sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, there's a change. She quit drinking that. And within 2 weeks, she had no headaches.
Yeah, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah. And so, you know, it's just an example of, you know, that played out over and over again of, you know, the different things that become toxic to the body. And it doesn't, sometimes they're, quote, normal, you know, things that don't bother one person might bother somebody else.
Yeah.
So they're not necessarily that noxious in general, like a mercury or something like that. But even those people that have, you know, a greater sensitivity to maybe heavy metals or something like that, other people aren't as much, you know, so the immune system plays a large role, and that's what goes back to finding out what you can do to help build the body's resilience and ability to handle it, you know, because some people are definitely impacted more on a greater basis. And a lot of it has to do with the developmental things that happen. Sometimes it's genetic, but part of it is, you know, when they're born, if they develop some kind of infection, they're on antibiotics, you know, over and over and over again. It greatly impacts the digestive system in a huge portion. Some people say as high as 75% of the immune system is in the gut, is in the digestion. You know?
Yeah. Let's take a break for a few seconds, and then we'll be right back, and we'll start talking about what's going on in our bodies in terms of detox. Before we go, though, I'm going to give you the number, the toll-free number to call in if you have a question for either Dr. Lund or myself or both of us. 877-497-1811. And we'll be back in 15 seconds. We're back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. We're doing a marathon today of 12 hours, and we're now in hour 5. Is that where we are? No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're in hour 6, and I'm here with Dr. Steve Lund, DCLMT, and we're talking about detoxing the body. Dr. Lund worked with me on my new book, Toxic Free, to get all those facts right about how the body works and how detox works. And he also has been my primary health advisor and provider for the last year, and we've made fabulous progress with my body, working primarily on detox. We have recently started a new website called toxicfreenutrition.com, which is an extension of our work together on my book, to make sure that all the things that we talk about in the book, that the right products are available to make sure that everybody can detox in an easy and simple way. I first want to talk about, let's just talk about what detox is, because I see that I get all kinds of emails with advertisements about detox your body, and there's all these different kinds of detox products. And when I started researching this subject for my book, and I specifically am interested in how are we going to get these toxic chemicals out of our bodies, but that's not always what detox is about, is it? So let's just discuss a little bit about what that possibly could mean.
Well, there's a lot of terminology, and I think that that's where a lot of confusion comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously our bodies do detox. It's an ongoing process in every single cell, and there's certain organ systems. You know, cells are made into tissues, and tissues make up organ systems, right?
Yeah, I think we should make it really clear that our bodies are detoxing on an ongoing basis. It's a natural process. It's something that's been going on since the beginning of human beings. And because our bodies are systems, there's inputs and there's outputs. And so systems are in place to get rid of the waste that's produced by our cells and food waste and all those kinds of things. Systems were not designed by nature to remove toxic chemicals, however. And I think that it's important to remember that it is a natural ongoing process, because so many detox programs say, do this for a week or a month and then do it again next year. Like it's something special that you have to do from the outside that our body doesn't do. But our body does do it, and that the point is that we need to make sure that our body is doing its natural function and help it do that, right?
That's really right. You know, you hear all the time, well, I need to detox, or I'm detoxing. It's like, well, I don't know if you just squint your eyes harder, you know.
Yeah, but what are you doing to detox? Here in Florida, all you need to do is walk around in the summertime, and it's like getting a sauna.
It is. You know, it's an ongoing process with every cell, and of course it has to be. You know, that's just part of the nature of the cell. It's built in, and it's one of their functions. And of course, certain organ systems specialize in that: kidneys, liver, the gastrointestinal system. You know, the lungs. They get rid of harmful gases. You know, there's all kinds of things without going into the anatomy and physiology of all that. But it certainly is an ongoing process, not something we have to do because it's just happening. Right.
It is just happening, yeah.
And so, you know, it's like I think I'll figure out how to sweat. You know, I mean, you don't have to. You just
or
have
breathe.
To go someplace where, you know, and go off and get warm and you'll sweat.
Yeah.
You know, unless
there's
something that's not working right, then you won't. But assuming everything's working right, you detox. You will or you wouldn't last long. And so I think more of what people are talking about with that is they're doing things to promote or force that issue a little bit stronger. You know, and so many times we see that it's really very simple for most people. You know, an example of that is you know, on a large scale basis, detox is simply, you know, going to the bathroom often enough. And from a urine standpoint and a kidney standpoint, it's drinking enough water, you know, so you're not dehydrated. A large portion of the United States has some problem, and the world has some problem with dehydration.
Yeah, so at the very basic level, we could start off by saying that if you want to improve your detox process in your body, simply drink water.
Absolutely. There's an old naturopathic saying, which is the solution to pollution is dilution, right? And a simple mm-hmm. example of that is that if you have something that spills on your counter and it's a little, you know, you want to get rid of it, or you like maybe it's a little bit acidic, or even if it's like, say, for example, in your garage, hopefully not in the house, but maybe, you know, some battery acid gets spilled. Well, you know, if you put some water into it, it'll dilute it, right? It makes it less. You have to determine if it's oil-based or water-based and what you get. But you're going to dilute it with something that's inert, you know, that's not going to have a negative effect, that's going to make it weaker, in other words. And that's what the body does, is that when things get concentrated, they're more harmful. So the more diluted they are, the better it is, and the body has an easier time. Also, you know...
Something there? I've worked with a lot of people with multiple chemical sensitivities, and one of the things I know about that is that the body gets overloaded with chemicals.
Right.
And over the years, I've seen so many hundreds of people with us that I've noticed that one of the first things that happens with somebody with MCS is that they gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just the body holding on to water to try to dilute all those chemicals.
Yeah, you know, water weighs 8 pounds, roughly 8 pounds per gallon, you know, so it doesn't take too much water to add some significant weight. And I think the other thing is that, you know, because toxic chemicals are stored in fat, that the body doesn't want to overload its bigger toxic, you know, or detox systems, liver, kidneys, things like that. It'll slowly let those go over time, but
mm-hmm.
it tends to hold on to those things. Certainly one of the things that's been seen, observed, is that when a person does get some of these toxic chemicals pulled out of their system, they tend to more normalize in their weight.
Yes, that certainly is. And even Suzanne Summers said, if you want to lose weight, you need to detox and get the toxic chemicals out, because I mean, your body wants to hold on to that fat, so it has a place to put the chemicals.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very true thing. Yeah.
So another thing about drinking water, sufficient water, is because one of the first ways that toxic chemicals are removed from the body is through the kidneys.
Right.
And so you need to have enough water to flush the kidneys and get those toxic chemicals out.
Right.
So another thing that is a simple thing that everybody could be doing and should be doing is simply moving your body. And two reasons I know of why we should be doing that is that it's the movement of your body that dislodges the chemicals from wherever they are in your body. And then they can move around in your blood and be flushed out, or whatever is the method it needs to happen. But also, one of the major parts of the body that's working to carry the waste away and remove it from the body is the lymph system.
Right.
And the lymph system does not move by itself. Like the heart, the blood moves because the heart is pumping, but the lymph system, the lymph just sits there unless you move your body.
In general, that's true. There's a little tiny bit of movement from it in the lymph system just because of the movement of the regular circulation, but you know, the bulk of it is you have to move.
So we have a culture of people who are sedentary and not drinking water and being exposed to toxic chemicals.
Right.
And this is where our skyrocketing illness is coming from, is all this combination of things. We're doing multiple things wrong. And so, but we do know what these mechanisms are now, and we can put the puzzle pieces together. And there are ways, which I've outlined in my book, Toxic Free, of reducing our chemical exposure and getting the things out of our bodies, the toxic chemicals out of our bodies. And it can be as easy as walking and drinking water. So let's go on to the next step.
Well, those things certainly, you said a mouthful, a mouthful of water, is that, it is that simple. As with you, you said, what can I do? I said, you can go for a walk.
Yeah.
And it is movement, because movement increases circulation of all kinds. It just pumps it faster.
It
warms up the body. Because one of the functions of muscle that people don't often think about is keeping your body warm.
Yeah.
When you exercise, you're warmer. If it's a cold winter day and you just get out and exercise, you don't have to turn up the heat. Right? You're almost too warm in the house before long, right? And it's just because of the energy that's created from that. And so there's a lot to be said for exercise. If you go, I can't walk more than 20 minutes, good, walk 20 minutes or walk 15.
He's always telling me to go for a walk.
It's a tremendous benefit for people, and they'll sleep better.
I really I actually like to walk. I think that that's my preferred exercise. But if I'm not feeling well, then I just want to sit around. I don't have the energy. And it's really hard to get up and get moving. And yet I started doing it every day, even if I could only walk just around the block for 5 minutes. I started doing it, and now I can walk 40 minutes out in the humid 90-degree weather and not have a problem with that.
Spectacular.
And while I'm doing that, Dr. Len tells me that he's going to make T-shirts that say, I'm not walking, I'm detoxing. Because I come back and I'm completely sweating. And that's releasing toxic chemicals. In fact, I think about, that so many toxic chemicals come out through sweat. I think that's part of the natural function. That's part of our natural detox function. And in the past, people would be outdoors all summer in the heat. They'd be moving their bodies. They'd be building fires and chasing woolly mammoths or whatever. And they'd be sweating. And that's part of our detox process. And instead of doing that, now we sit in air-conditioned buildings wearing antiperspirant so we don't sweat. And that's part of what we need to be doing. We're going to take another break here for a few seconds, and we'll be right back. The number is toll-free, 877-497-1811, if you want to give us a call and ask us a question. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Deborah Lynn Dadd, Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm here with Dr. Steve Lund, DCLMT, and we're talking about how we can remove toxic chemicals from our bodies. I'm going to talk for a minute about a product that I've been using a lot. It's called Activated Liquid Zeolite. And one of the things that I've learned about removing toxic chemicals from our bodies is that there are a number of different detox processes, and they work in different ways, and they remove very specific different chemicals. And the way activated liquid zeolite works is that, first of all, zeolite is like a little sponge, and it goes, you take it, little drops, they taste like nothing. You can put them in water or on food, and anyone can take them. They're even safe for newborns who are being born nowadays with toxic chemicals already in their bodies. And pregnant women, lactating women can all take these drops. And what happens is that it just goes in your blood and for 4 to 6 hours. It's capturing these little molecules of toxic chemicals, and then it gets excreted completely from your body through the kidneys. Now, it very specifically removes heavy metals and some pesticides and radiation. So if you're concerned about radiation from Japan or any of the other sources where you get radiation, this will remove radiation from your body. And what happens is that as you start taking these metals and radiation and the things that it does remove out of your body, it reduces the stress on your liver and kidneys and allows them to work better. So you're so it's a mechanical thing that's taking these chemicals out. And so it's very, very specific. There was something else I wanted to say about this, and now I don't remember what it was. It does improve your memory. But remember, this is hour number 6 for me. So that's one thing. Oh, I remember what it was. What it is that this product is very, very good for people who really have very poorly functioning liver and kidneys. And so you're getting all this toxic buildup of all these toxic chemicals because your liver and kidneys are not functioning well. You can take activated liquid zeolite and it will just bypass all of that. It takes the chemicals right out of your blood, and people are having amazing, amazing results with this. So I'll just say again that we have a new website, toxicfreenutrition.com, where you can get activated liquid zeolite and some other products that we're going to talk about. Now let's talk about the gut. Your favorite subject.
My favorite subject, the gut. I never thought that would be my favorite subject at one point in my life.
But this is what I hear from him all the time about the importance of
digestion.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
Well, I think that, you know, probably for most people, digestion is poorly understood. And we're not going to get into the complexity of it because it's a fairly complex system. But just like really with the philosophy of this whole site is that with our toxic free nutrition is that when you look at the site, it's pretty simple. And it's going to probably remain pretty simple.
Yeah.
There will be some options that will expand as we move along. But the reason it's simple is that the process is fairly simple. The more you understand about it, the simpler it gets. And that's why one of the best things a person can do is to improve their digestion. And of course, a lot of that has to do with what you eat, right?
Yeah.
But when you talked earlier, when we first started, the first hour we talked, where I interviewed you,
yes.
I said, what's the best thing you could do in the kitchen? You said, to reduce toxic load, or however the question was asked, you said, organic food.
Yeah, you know what? I should have said, take herbal colon cleanse.
Well, you can do that anywhere in the house. But,
I guess so.
Yeah, but I think that the, it's a great point, is that, you know, first stop, you know, reduce the amount of junk you're bringing into the system.
Yeah.
You know, the old adage that rats don't make garbage dumps, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that bodies that are sickly are oftentimes really polluted. And
yeah.
I think that that's the thing to understand is that, if you just have a clean lot, spot of land, there's really no rats or mice or anything running around that other than just an occasional mouse or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a garbage dump there, there's all kinds of, rats and other critters
nature
running around.
Nature trying to clean things up.
And it's trying to clean things up, right?
Yeah.
And so bodies get attacked because the immune system gets compromised and all those things. And a lot of that starts in the gut or in the digestive system, meaning the esophagus, the stomach, the small and large intestine. And, of course, a lot of it at least my grandma, she was born in the late 1800s.
So
how about
mine.
That? Yeah. She always said, chew your food, right?
Uh-huh.
And many of the things that have come along, in a lot of the religious texts and things like that had to do with things that were smart to do because they improved health and they were improved safety for people. And so a lot of food laws and different things along those lines came from successful things that they found that made sense. Well, they still make sense.
They right? do still make
yeah.
sense.
And
yeah.
So if you chew your food enough, you're going to digest your food better. And as we get older, because many times our physiology changes, our bodies change, and we have less stomach acid. We're supposed to have a certain amount of stomach acid. It helps with all kinds of things. And we don't digest our food as well. And that's one of the reasons for reflux or GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, acid reflux, or all the the same thing, pretty much. And so when we don't digest our food as well, of course, foods that's not digested kind of starts to rot.
Ferment.
It composts. Yeah, but it doesn't smell very well. It gets rats. And so, you know, our digestion gets off, you know, and we get bloating, we get gas. Food slowly moves through the tract. It should move very quickly through the tract.
But here's, I think, the most important thing that has to do with toxic chemicals and removing them is that if what happens is one of the pathways that toxic chemicals move through the body is through the liver and then out through the intestines. And if the food is moving very slowly, then it's just sitting there, and the toxic chemicals that your liver has just worked to put into a form that can be eliminated get reabsorbed by the body.
Yeah, there's no question. The same is true with cholesterol, of course, is that, you know, the longer it sits there, the more likely it's going to be reabsorbed.
Yes.
And so another story for another day, but the but certainly to have at least one, preferably two or three bowel movements a day.
Yeah.
You know, not always a popular subject, but certainly extremely vital to health. And but that's on a large scale basis. That's detoxification. You know, each cell kind of does that.
Mm-hmm.
It does do that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it has its own way of excreting byproducts that are no longer needed, or, you know, and that's what happens, is that we should just eliminate them. And but if you, some people go to the bathroom once a week, you know.
Yeah.
And it's one of the worst things. It's just toxic. It's one of the greatest long-term chronic health problems that there is, and it's very common. And a lot of people don't know how to normalize their digestion. It's fairly easy to do in the vast majority of cases, but that, again, it goes back to the simplicity. First thing is you have to go to the bathroom and drink enough water. That can often help. And then if not, somehow we have to get that digestion moving. Of course, you know, that's why on the toxic free site we have colon cleanse as an example.
Yeah.
It allows a person to get things moving, and they oftentimes will, in a fairly short period of time, start having one, two, and three bowel movements a day. Very easy, and it'll feel very natural, and they'll feel so much better. It's unbelievable. Chronic headaches, all kinds of muscle aches, joint pain, things like that. Common to see those things clear up when a person just simply goes to the bathroom.
Yeah. I've actually been taking one of the products that we're selling called Whole Body Cleanse, and it cleans all in the cells and also works on intestinally and in a digestive way. And there's a couple things I want to say about this. One is that because I've been in this field for 30 years, I've seen a lot of various products that claim to have health benefits, and especially colon cleanse has been talked about, and there are some really difficult, awful tasting things that have been promoted in order to achieve this effect. And this product is very easy to take. That is, you just take a few tablets with breakfast and with dinner, and it just very gently does its thing. And one of the things that Dr. Len likes to say is that if he's asked, what's the best product? The answer is the best product is the one that you'll actually use and do. And this is a very easy one to do. And it really works. And I also like the way it smells but tastes even. It's actually a very pleasant product. But I've immediately started noticing a difference in my body. And that it's like before I would eat food and my body would just kind of swell up.
Mm-hmm.
And now I eat food and it just kind of disappears. And that it does move through the system much faster, and that it's amazing difference. It's one of my favorite products.
Yeah, it's a great product. I've been using it for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in that range anyway, and great success with it. But I think the key is, again, it comes down to the simplicity with which we can understand the process of when, you know, your original question was, what is detoxification? When we think of detoxification, we think of a person with chemical dependency, and that certainly is a detoxification.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're talking about a similar thing, but certainly much, kind of a little different as well.
Well, in a way, if you look at chemical dependency, that is a toxic chemical.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
All those drugs are toxic chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol is a toxic chemical.
Yep.
And what we're talking about, whether it's drugs or alcohol or the toxic chemicals that are in consumer products and in our homes, it's all about getting the body working again to have it do its job to get those things that don't belong in your body out.
Absolutely.
And that's basically what detox is. But you have to have very specific detoxes for the things that you want to remove. Like I was talking about activated liquid zeolite very specifically removes metals. And then there's different, like sauna is very good for removing various volatile chemicals that come out in that way. And so it's a matter of matching what your needs are. But I think for most people that I can see for myself that I am needing to do several different kinds of detoxes on different things. Like last year, I did a liver detox. And prior to doing that, I had what's called a live blood cell analysis. And I could actually see the stuff, the debris floating around in my blood and running into each other. And I had like whole rafts of debris. The blood cells were just like catching on them, and your blood cells are supposed to just be floating along and be very nicely uniformly shaped, and that was not my blood. And I think I did, do you remember, was it 2 or 3 months that I did, I think it was 2 months I did the liver cleanse, and then my blood just looked picture perfect, exactly the way it was supposed to go. So I could see that I had improved my kidney, my liver function. One of the things I want to say about Dr. Lund is that he's always talking to me about improving health, not reducing my illness. And so when I first had my first consultation with him, I expected him to spend 3 or 4 hours asking me my history and wanting to see all my blood tests. And instead he said, "Do you walk?" And he just started right out getting me to drink water, and which I was already doing, but more water, and getting me to walk and making sure that I had basic things in so that my body just functioned in a basic way. And so many times we focus on, well, which cleanse should I do or blah, blah, blah. The first step is you just need to get your basic body functions functioning. Because you have to be able to eliminate the toxic chemicals once you release them and do your cleanse. And a lot of people will, do some kind of detox, but their kidneys aren't functioning. So then they end up having more symptoms because the chemicals that they're trying to get rid of won't leave their system.
Right, right. You know, there's a, you know, kind of the old adage of, you know, when you find yourself in a hole, quit digging.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I think that's where, you know, you eliminate things going into your system that are adding to the toxic burden.
And
that's where your book identifies, you know, one of the things, you know, is the identification of what you're doing that is toxic to you.
Yeah.
And then getting the system working. And one of the products that we have on there is the probiotic, because so many people are deficient in probiotics because of the huge amount of overuse of antibiotics in our society.
Well, also chlorine in tap water.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
chlorine in tap water.
Chlorine, you know, is there to kill the little microorganisms
right.
that cause disease. Well, chlorine doesn't know the difference between the bad bugs and the good bugs.
Right.
And so it just goes into your intestines and kills everything.
Yeah, it does. And, of course, showering. You know, we know that showering is in chlorinated water is probably worse because of the gas, that how quickly that off gases in the heat.
Yes,
and
it goes right into your body.
It goes right into your body, to the lungs
yeah.
and skin, and those kinds of things. So certainly having chlorine-free water to drink and bathe in and cleanse with is important. So those are just simple things. And again, I think that's the real crux of the matter is that, you know, you do simple things. Trying to remove people's excuses, it's too difficult. It's not too difficult. The system's already doing it. You just have to enhance the function. And sometimes it's not getting the proper nutrition, so we want to supply it with proper nutrition so that it has the basic building blocks to accomplish its task and its goal. You mentioned earlier glutathione. You know, it's a tremendous you know, binder and transport system for toxic chemicals out of the body.
What I was saying earlier was the glutathione, it's a necessary chemical. This is all in my book, Toxic Free. It's a necessary substance in the body to remove toxic chemicals. But actually, the molecule of the toxic chemical piggybacks on top of the glutathione molecule and carries it through the system. But I was saying that mercury, like from your mercury fillings in your teeth, actually destroys glutathione. So not only does your body need to be handling the mercury, but the mercury itself is destroying the very system the body needs in order to process it. So this is the problem that we're facing, is these toxic chemicals just go in and destroy these things in our bodies, and this is why we're getting sick. It's my personal opinion that the number one health problem is actually toxic exposure, and that if we want to get well, regardless of what our body condition is, that we need to handle the toxic chemicals, both the toxic chemicals going in to our bodies and the toxic chemicals that are already in our bodies. One of the things that I read while I was writing my book was something written by a doctor who said that nowadays, that she has found in her practice, that nowadays she can't do those simple things anymore, like changing diet and nutrition and more exercise, and have her patients get well in the way, same way as she could before. And that she attributed that to the toxic chemical exposure that we have, because even if you can do all those life-enhancing things, and we all like to do them, we care. Anyone who cares about your health takes vitamins, exercises, all those things, and that is like a positive thrust towards health. And at the same time, we have this negative thrust against health by our toxic chemical exposures, and they just run into each other. And so the positive things that we're doing can't make the beneficial effects that we expect them to make. So this is why handling toxic chemicals is so, so, so important. And now we know exactly what to do. It's just a matter of choosing it. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in 15 seconds. We're back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we're having a marathon today from 12 noon to 12 midnight Eastern to celebrate the publishing of my new book, Toxic Free, which is about how we can get healthier by removing toxic chemicals from our homes and removing toxic chemicals from our bodies. I'm here with Dr. Steve Lund, DCLMT, and we're talking about how we can detox our bodies, how we can support our detox systems. We have a new website called toxicfreenutrition.com that basically fills in the products and support things that are needed to do the things that I talk about in my book. And the lines are open. And if you'd like to call in and ask us a question, you could call our toll-free number. I've been doing this for 6 hours. Our toll-free number, 877-497-1811.
You only have 6 more hours left.
Only 6 more hours. Now, you see, this is a testament. How many people do you know that could sit here for 12 hours and do this? It's because I'm ridding my body of toxic chemicals.
Well, and you have been, you know, you've been at this long time. You've been at it close to 30 years, mm-hmm. right? And you've had huge strides in your health this year. And I think that, you know, one of the things that's important for people to understand is that, you know, they can do simple things every single day.
Yeah.
Walking enough water. We talked about that. Getting your, you know, digestion to the point where you are going to the bathroom 1 to 3 times a day and cleaning out the system. Certainly, you know, the products we have listed can aid in that tremendously. I've seen tremendous help for people. We talked earlier in the first hour about how people think of toxicity as and cancers of different types, leukemia, you know, different various really heavy toxic exposures that have come from our awareness that have come from, I can't remember the name of the show, but it was the Aaron Brockovich.
It was called Aaron Brockovich.
Was it called Aaron Brockovich? There you go.
That movie.
Oh, yeah. Starring Aaron Brockovich. Actually, it wasn't her, but it was
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, you know. And I think, you know, exposure that we have through, you know, our TV and different things along those lines provided us with a greater awareness of how bad it can be. But then we think about the, you know, really the implications of on a daily basis, people with headaches and digestive problems and muscle aches and pains and poor sleep and all the things that can come from toxic chemicals in their environment and in their body. And so the key is to stop putting it in your body as best you possibly can figure out, but then also get your body working as best as it possibly can. And not only rid, but, you know, get your body to the point where it can process better some of these chemicals that we're exposed to. Some of it, you know, it's going to be very hard to control. Things happen, you know, chemical spills happen and those things, you know, so, but we should be as strong as possible to make it.
Yeah, I think overall that my conclusion has been that we do live in a world where we're going to have toxic chemical exposures. And when I started writing about this subject almost 30 years ago, my big goal was to reduce the amount of toxic chemicals that I was being exposed to. And I made a lot of progress with that. And I was able to do it to a degree where I went from being disabled to being able to be an author and have a published book and travel around and do my publicity tour and everything. And that I've had a good life for the past 30 years where I haven't been so sick that I was disabled. What's happened for me in the past year since I discovered that there are ways that I can detox my body is that I went from kind of struggling through being able to get through life to actually having so much energy and so much ability that I didn't even know that I could have. I actually, at age 56, feel more healthy and I'm more able physically than I've ever been in my life. And it's because I'm removing that suppression of toxic chemicals from my health. And this is what I believe everybody in the world needs to do if you want to be healthy, and that we don't need to wait until we get sick. We don't need to wait until the government passes regulations to take the toxic chemicals out of products, that we can just do this. It's just a matter of a choice. It's a matter of a choice and learning what to do, and that we can be much healthier and happier.
It's absolutely true, and I've seen it certainly for myself over and over and over again, and it just keeps getting simpler because so much of the real simple corrective process and procedures that people can follow, for example, probiotics, good bugs, so to speak,
you
know, in the intestine, really make a huge difference in the body's function in many ways. You know, the good bugs, the good bacteria, produce vitamin K. They produce some of the B vitamins. They produce some antibiotics, natural antibiotics, and they help the body function so much better. It's incredible. And so, you know, people think about eating yogurt, you know, and that's certainly.
But it's not enough. You
probably
know, let's talk about yogurt for a second, because it is. I mean, I just see all these yogurt commercials on TV, mm-hmm. and they are talking about repopulating your intestines.
Right, recolonizing.
But the yogurt that you buy at the supermarket has practically no probiotics in it, number one, and it's got a lot of sugar in it, number two.
Very cool.
I was reading, I do a lot of study about food and nutrition, and I know historically people have eaten a lot of fermented foods,
mm-hmm.
like sauerkraut, pickles, things, to get probiotics,
right.
and yogurt. And these fermented foods are part of traditional society. But that was a society where people were eating those and living in a very non-toxic natural environment. What we have today is extraordinary circumstances. And I think that we need to take the measures that we need to take in order to balance out these extraordinary toxic exposures and really make our bodies stronger, that we can't just say, this is the way it was done 100 years ago and expect that to work. We're not living in the same environment.
Right. You know, certainly, you know, I think the ads, you know, they're on the right track. And many times people, I've had people say, I started eating yogurt and I feel better. And it's hard to know if it was just a fermented food or if it was, you know, repopulating a little bit. They weren't people that had too much going on.
Yeah.
I mean, they were fairly healthy individuals at that
yeah.
point. But certainly if you have any health concerns or you really want to ensure that the quality of the restoration of that intestine, and everybody should, they should guard that like mad. I remember an old Eddie Murphy line, you know, he said the key to health is a healthy colon, you know, and it was funny in the movie, but it's so true. If people take that even a little bit seriously, they understand that enough water and moving, you know, your intestines and probiotics is such a major part of that. It should be a part of every single person's every day or several times a week process that they do, and you know, their intake, their supplementation. You say, well, which vitamins should I take? Well, you definitely should take some vitamins, but you also absolutely need to take a good quality probiotic. And when I say that, it should be, you know, many billions of,
yeah.
you know, they call them colony forming units, you know,
yeah.
CFUs, it'll say on the back of it. And it should be, you know, like the one we have is 30 billion, right?
Yeah.
And
that's a lot.
And that's a lot. A lot of times you'll see, you know, a few million or you'll see a billion. And certainly that's a lot better than yogurt. And so it's moving in the right direction. But, you know, 5, 10 billion plus minimally is what you want to be doing if you're really trying to colonize. But if you've been under a lot of antibiotic stress through the years, you need to get on, you know, good doses of this and stay on it for a while to recolonize and reestablish normal function of that. You will feel so much differently. It's incredible. All kinds of chronic vexing problems will start to
I can tell you that as I've been taking the whole body cleanse and the probiotics we have, my digestion has completely changed.
Yeah.
And I've done other things in the past, but nothing has worked like this.
Yeah, and of course, the better that works, now we talk about detoxification.
Yeah.
You know, the body's going to start, you know, a river is typically much cleaner than a lake, unless there's an inlet and outlet to the lake. And the,
yeah.
lake, and the lake is just kind of a wide spot in the river, you know,
yeah.
or if it's real spring fed, but then there's an outlet. But, you know, down here in Florida, we see a lot of ponds. We have a lot of ponds. And the cleanest ones are the ones with the waterfall in. I mean
mm-hmm.
a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, not a waterfall,
mm-hmm.
a fountain. And the reason for it is there's movement.
Yeah.
And that movement creates a healthier environment. It, you know, it doesn't choke up with weeds and algae and all that stuff, you know, and very similar thing occurs for us. And so as long as there's movement, even if it's a little bit, it helps, but the more the movement, you know, to a certain degree, too much is not all that good either, you know, but, you know, and we, you know, we talk about all kinds of things people can do. Simply, you know, a big problem in the United States is, and we'll talk about this at another time, but deficiency of magnesium. You know, I'm a big proponent of get enough magnesium.
Oh yeah, that's
magnesium.
Another show.
Yeah, that's another show, you know. But again,
but I think it makes the point, we were just talking about this morning, it makes the point that if you want your detox system to work, the rest of your body needs to work. And that we need to be supporting all the different parts of the body. And it's about, by the time if you really take that viewpoint of what you want to do is restore health in your body, it's about restoring all these functions and removing the toxic chemicals. And that is what really does it. And if you just put your attention on that, the illnesses fall away. That one thing that I've really learned about how nature works, and we're all, our bodies are very natural functions, is that if you restore the basic things that create life, that create health, then there's only a very small list of things to do. If you look at the hundreds of different illnesses and say, how am I going to treat each one? Then it could be 100 different solutions, but the solution is all basically the same.
Right. I went to a lecture in the 70s with a Canadian, or it was given by a Canadian endocrinologist, and, you know, dealing with the hormone systems. And he was the guy that really developed, his name is Hans Selye. He's passed away now. I thought he was old back then, you know. But I was in my 20s, so I thought everybody was old. But he came up with the book, Stress of Life.
Stress of Life.
Right.
I love that book.
It's a great book. And it talks about the general adaptation syndrome. And
yeah.
one of the things he noticed, which is what you were talking about, is that there was a common denominator to people who were sick. it was, you know, this one had that disease, and they had various named diseases, but they all had certain things that were the same. And that's where, you know, he talked, he looked up,
yeah,
you know, and discovered, and we didn't discover, but I mean, I guess he observed and wrote about adrenal stress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, other things as well, but certainly adrenal,
mm-hmm,
stress and all the things that come from that. And so what he found was that it was critical to restore those components for people to get well as well. And I think that's what it is. It doesn't mean that, you know, someone should not do whatever is medically appropriate for handling any disease condition. But in addition to that, you can also increase general wellness.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can. And I think that we have so much attention on illness in this culture that we don't even think about what it might be to be healthy. And that's one of the things that I'm so excited about is that, you know, like I don't catch colds.
Right.
You know, I have things that are wrong,
right,
with my body, but I don't catch colds. And I have energy when I wake up in the morning. And I feel like I have some control over my health now.
Okay.
And that's a fantastic way to feel. Well, Dr. Lam, thank you so much for being with me today on this marathon day on the release of my new book, Toxic Free. And our website is toxicfreenutrition.com. And I'm sure we'll be talking with Dr. Lind again on another episode of Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. Call back in for the next show. So stay around. I'll be right back.